Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:21, and Granite City absorbing the latest blow, the news that U.S. Steel wants to sell its mill here to a firm that may lay off as many as 900 workers.
At the steel mill, the big blue metal building, belching smoke and flames, the workers in hard hats are still coming and going, making steel. While around town, Granite City residents are reacting.
I might as well move. There won't be nothing left of this town, really.
It'd devastate Granite City for sure.
If they would shut down that many people or shut off that many people from their jobs, that would absolutely make a great, great dent in Granite City.
It's not going to be a good thing for the community or any of us. Anytime a big business like that in the community goes down, it's not a good thing.
Among the many Granite City residents we spoke with, Frida Krause may have the deepest roots. She has lived there for 70 years.
Disgusting. They make more money here for the big steel mill than any of the other mills. Now they're going to go to all these little places to kill the school system. Our taxes depend, our city depends on steel's tax money.
Property values?
They're down the tubes.
What is your home worth, and what do you think it might go down to?
Probably 40. It'll go down to probably 20 if we can sell it.
Seems like Granite City is a place where people live and work.
Absolutely. I have two grandsons and one daughter that works at the steel mill. So their jobs will be gone. What do? They have to go elsewhere to find a job.
Sounds like the town is very heavy-hearted today.
Yes, we are.
Meanwhile, at the Steelworkers Union Hall in downtown Granite, climbing up the old wooden steps, we find union head Dan Simmons in a fighting mood.
Nothing's a done deal. Nothing ever a done deal.
The head of Local 1899 says he feels betrayed by U.S. Steel's surprise announcement it plans to sell out.
This company has turned their backs on us from the time of need when they call upon us to rally, push. I testified, we reached out to Trade Commission to push for trade language, and we got the tariffs, helped them get the tariffs to save the steel industry. To the next phase was working as essential employees through the whole pandemic and making them money. They have reported record history profits every quarter since the middle of last year. So it's not profitability, it's just pure greed.
Simmons says he'll work with the International Union and politicians to put the pressure on U.S. Steel not to sell out, but rather to expand production at the plant. He says, for one, the country needs the operation for national security.
Keeping this facility afloat to provide for the national security demands that our facility and the quality of steel we can produce that they cannot. They still cannot make the higher grades of steel that the integrated mills can produce. You know, we went through two world wars and we provided the plate steel here. We make a grade of steel that they cannot make in those electric arc furnaces.
Simmons says keeping the U.S. steel plant at Granite City open is not only a national security issue, it is a jobs issue for the entire St. Louis area.
For every one steelworker job, there's like six jobs that are associated with that, because we have the slag hauling, we represent those guys at the scrap yards. All those jobs go away if we have no steel shop. The machine shops on the railroad, it's the pebble in the water. The ripple is huge.
And as they continue to make steel at U.S. Steel in Granite City, Simmons says you can expect to see union rallies, marches, and a lot of pressure brought to bear over the next 2 years to try to keep the mill from being sold. Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
So is there a plan to keep Granite City Works in the hands of U.S. Steel? Our coverage continues now. Michael Calhoun questions Illinois State Representative Jay Hoffman about next steps.
There was really no advance notice to any of the elected officials or to the workers at the Granite City Works
from U.S. Steel. And so it was like a gut punch, and we're obviously incredibly concerned by U.S. Steel's, you know, current proposal to change operations at the Granite City, you know, works. That's been a place that's provided employment for families for generations, and the estimate, if they move ahead with what they are anticipating or what they've announced, if they move ahead, it could cost as many as 1,000 jobs, and that's families from all over the region that rely on jobs and good-paying jobs there in Granite City. So it truly was like a gut punch, and I'm hopeful that we can work with the local, state, and federal officials and get them to reconsider. I guess one of the things that I did take some hope in is that they indicated that this was not, it was tentative and not written in stone, and there still was some work, I think, that they needed to do. So I'm hopeful we'll be able to sit down with them, get them to reconsider, and get them to really invest like they have been in the past into the Granite City Works facility.
Yeah, how do you expect to persuade them? Would incentives be a central part of that? Do you think maybe that's what they might be going for?
Well, I had a discussion today. I really don't know what they're going for, because normally in these situations, you would receive a heads up before the press release is sent out. However, that wasn't the case here. So we're going to be working with our Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to see what, if anything, we can do to try and assist them in staying here. I know that the families that rely on the jobs and the ancillary industries that rely on and provide services and provide products to the Granite City Works, they certainly deserve us putting our best foot forward to try and keep U.S. Steel in Granite City.
We've had recently news of Boeing and Caterpillar, and now U.S. Steel in the downstate part. Those two are in Chicago. But is there an issue with Illinois in the business climate now?
I don't believe so. What I believe is happening is with COVID and with people beginning to work remotely, this is kind of an outlier because it's a manufacturing facility. But many of the headquarters, people are located throughout the entire United States, and they make these strategic decisions. You know, we just brought Kellogg into Illinois. So corporations, unfortunately, I think they come and go based on incentives. And sometimes you bring them in and sometimes they leave. But this particularly, because it's such a large manufacturing facility, and as was indicated, is vital to our national interests, we really don't want to see this leave Granite City.
And then you just mentioned those possible tax incentives. Do you know if there are any that are already applied to the facility, or are they paying full taxes now? And have you already started to think about what kind of tax breaks we might have to offer?
Well, I'd rather not go down that road immediately. I'd rather be able to discuss with them, you know, further investments and what we're willing to help them do with further investments into that facility. If it has to be upgraded, let's look at what we can do together to help upgrade it so that we can keep it open. So anything that's currently happened has happened so quickly that the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity and the governor's office, who I've spoken with, are looking into what it currently exists and what could possibly be done to try and move forward if there needs to be upgrades at the facility.
Michael Calhoun with State Representative Jay Hoffman. KMOX News will continue to closely cover this important situation happening in Granite City.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.